Unit 2, Helpful Schoolmates. The bird, a nest. The spider, a web. Man, friendship. Reading. 1. Words for production.
Nest. Web. Whisper. Cheating. Cheat. Believe. Tab. Mad. Guard. Destroy. Gently. Gentle. Breathe. Breath. Relieved. Relieve. Relief. Lung.
Two. Words for recognition.
Spider.
Three. Phrases and expressions.
Keep one's eyes on. Follow a rule. Rule breaker. Think to oneself. Go against. A way out of. For a moment. In silence. Search for.
A diary from Brian. October 18th, Thursday. Sunny. Keep your eyes on your own paper is one of the rules that Mrs. Archer has taught us. It is a simple rule, but it's not a rule everybody chooses to follow. This morning I had an experience with a rule breaker during an English exam. I felt somebody was watching me a little too closely. I turned my head quickly and saw James, who sat right behind me. My eyes caught his and he whispered, "I hope you studied for this test." I gave him a smile, not sure whether he was joking or not, and returned to my test. This time I leaned a little more closely towards my paper. "I can't see," James whispered. "What am I going to do?" I thought to myself. Cheating went against my beliefs. Besides, I'd studied hard for the test. Clearly James hadn't. Why would he do this? I curled my arm around my answers. "He's your friend, and what are friends for?" "You know it's wrong." I tapped the top of my desk, hoping for an easy way out of this matter. No easy answer came. I just knew I had to do what I felt was right, even if it made James mad. So I guarded my paper so that he couldn't see my answers. When the exam ended, I stood there for a moment, wondering what to say. As I stood there in silence, I felt it necessary to let him know cheating was wrong, and I didn't want to destroy our friendship. My mind searched for the right words. Sorry, James, but you know me well enough to understand how I feel about cheating, I said slowly and gently. But maybe I could help you study before the next test. Okay, Brian. He smiled slightly. It might not be easy, but I'll give it a try. I stood there for a moment more, finally able to breathe again. I felt relieved that my friendship with James hadn't been destroyed. Mrs. Archer would be proud. Grammar and writing.
Waste paper basket. Dustbin. Midnight. Writing. Spelling. Punctuation.
Listening and speaking.
Encouragement. Midterm. Midterm exam. Prepare. Feel very prepared for. So far. Final. Final exam. Stay up all night studying. Cheer up.
Expressing worries and giving encouragement. 2. Finish the following tasks by listening and predicting. A. Look at the pictures and listen to the mini dialogues. Write down what the two speakers say in the speech bubbles. Picture 1. I'm afraid I need to stay up all night studying this whole week. Don't worry, and try your best. Picture 2. It was very difficult. I didn't finish it. Cheer up, boy. 3. Listen to the two dialogues and decide whether the following statements are true, T, or false, F. Correct the false ones. Dialogue 1. Charles, you know the midterm exams start next week. Do you feel nervous about it? Not really. I feel very prepared for them. I have done a lot of revision. How about you? They are just midterm exams. Not important. But they will help us understand what we have studied so far, and give us some practice to do the final real exams as well. Yes, that's true. Now I feel nervous about the coming exams. I'm afraid I need to stay up all night studying this whole week. I'm not ready for a few subjects. Don't worry, and try your best. You can do it. Yes, I will. Dialogue 2. How do you think the math exam went today, Charles? It was very difficult. I didn't finish it. I missed 3 or 4 questions because I didn't have enough time to finish them. Cheer up, boy. I'm sure you'll do better in tomorrow's English exam. I hope so. David, do you know when we'll get the results of the exams? Next Monday, I think. I hope I passed. I don't know what I should do if I failed. Good luck. 4. Listen again and complete the following sentences. Dialogue 1. Charles, you know the midterm exams start next week.
Do you feel nervous about it?
Not really. I feel very prepared for them. I have done a lot of revision. How about you?
They are just midterm exams. Not important.
But they will help us understand what we have studied so far and give us some practice to do the final real exams as well.
Yes, that's true. Now I feel nervous about the coming exams. I'm afraid I need to stay up all night studying this whole week. I'm not ready for a few subjects.
Don't worry, and try your best. You can do it.
Yes, I will.
Dialogue 2. How do you think the math exam went today, Charles?
It was very difficult. I didn't finish it. I missed 3 or 4 questions because I didn't have enough time to finish them.
Cheer up, boy. I'm sure you'll do better in tomorrow's English exam.
I hope so. David, do you know when we'll get the results of the exams?
Next Monday, I think.
I hope I passed. I don't know what I should do if I failed.
Good luck. Further reading. 1. Words for production.
Noble. Soundly. Intend. Reduce. Contrary. Emergency. Ambulance. Vehicle. Accompany. Fortunately. Fortunate. Operation. Treatment. Treat. Arrange.
Two. Words for recognition.
Daytime. Checkup. Timely. Daybreak.
Three. Phrases and expressions.
Be awakened by. Intend to do something. Fall asleep. Tide over. If only. In no time. Medical workers. Accompany somebody to a place. Go through. All kinds of. In time. Get timely treatment. at daybreak. Prepare oneself for
a noble heart. I was sleeping soundly last night when I was awakened by someone's groans. I listened and heard it was coming from Sam, a student from Africa. I really intended to go on sleeping, as I had insomnia and had just fallen asleep, but I couldn't because Sam kept groaning louder and louder, showing he was seriously ill. At that time, Robbie, a student from China, also got up to help. We found some medicine, got some water, and helped Sam sit up to take it, hoping this would reduce his pain and tide over the difficult time. If only daytime would come soon, everything would become easier. Things went contrary to our wishes. Sam's condition went from bad to worse. We called the emergency service, and in no time an ambulance stopped in front of our gate. We helped the medical workers carry Sam to the vehicle, and then both Robbie and I got in and accompanied Sam to the hospital. We helped him go through many checkups. After all kinds of tests, we were relieved to hear that the final diagnosis was appendicitis. Fortunately, Sam's case didn't need an operation, because we brought him to the hospital in time. He got timely treatment. At daybreak, Sam was much better. After we arranged everything with him, we rushed back to prepare ourselves for class. We were a little tired, but we had a noble feeling in our hearts. We had certainly done something good, something right.